In the end, the S&P 500 was down for the year. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Happy New Year to you. Markets are closed, but let's do final numbers for 2015 as a whole. Yeah, mixed. For the year, the S&P 500 dropped 0.7%, first time that's fallen over the course of a year since the annus horribilis of 2008. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 2.2%, but there are plenty of choices outside of those indexes. For instance, the NASDAQ was a bright spot, rising 5.7% over the year. The 10-year bond yield started the year at 2.19%. That's not much higher now, even after the Federal Reserve's action, 2.27%. For those participating in the stock market over the last year, it was like tacking into the wind. Karen Cavanaugh is senior market strategist for Voya Investment Management. She says there have been a lot of things keeping company profits from really taking off.
It's a combination of a lot of headwinds. Companies, there's a strong dollar, so every company in the S&P 500 pretty much is doing business outside of the United States. In fact, almost 50% of sales come from outside the United States. Strong dollar is a problem. Also, China slowing down. I know that's been a concern for many years, but it kind of seemed to really hit the headlines this year. And with China slowing down, maybe the U.S. may not sell a lot of things to China, but China drives a lot of growth in other markets, a lot of the emerging markets, and other markets that the U.S. is selling things to. So we saw a drop in exports. And then oil, even though oil is good for consumers and it's good for us as we want to fill up our cars with gas and it's very, very cheap, it hasn't really translated into a huge boost in consumer spending.
Karen Cavanaugh at Voya. Puerto Rico faces a mountain of debt, more than $70 billion, and it has yet another payment due on Monday. And the governor says Puerto Rico will meet at least some of its obligations. The territory did something similar last month through some tricky accounting. Marketplace's Andy Euler explains.
Some of the bond payments due are backed by the government. This is the debt Governor Alejandro Garcia Padilla is worried about. He outlined the plans at a news conference earlier this week.
$328,700,000. I'm going to make this payment, but we didn't have that money.
He'll avoid defaulting on the government-backed bonds, basically through some tricky accounting, moving money from the island's budget to pay creditors. The U.S. Congress hasn't granted Puerto Rico bankruptcy protection so far, as it did with Detroit. Vicente Feliciano is a business consultant in San Juan. He says, anyway, it doesn't really matter.
If there's no money, there will be a default. The defaults will force a review of the present legal framework. The legal framework will change.
The debt's just one problem. Almost 100,000 people left the island last year, most of them looking for work.
Okay, so what are we going to do? We're all going to move to Miami?
Mirna Rivera, a business consultant on the island, says she's not going anywhere, but says it's unclear how long Puerto Rico can keep juggling its finances. Its economy is hurting, and unemployment there remains at more than 12%. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
2015 was a record year for business alliances with $4.9 trillion in mergers and acquisitions worldwide, according to DealLogic. It's especially a windfall for a very small group of companies that make something few people even in investment banking have ever heard of. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
Bankers aren't all that different from Little League baseball players. When they win, they want a trophy. In banking, they're called deal toys or tombstones. They're typically lucite statues, small enough to display on a desk or shelf, but big enough to be noticed by whomever bankers want to impress.
Our designs vary from relatively simple to very elaborate.
David Perry works at deal toy maker The Corporate Presence. When Warren Buffett and his partners bought Heinz, Perry's team made a ketchup bottle deal toy with a $28 billion price tag on the label. A deal for a billboard company required a lot of work to make a trophy depicting a highway scene.
We had to source little miniature figures. We had to glue each one on. Each one was incredibly labor-intensive.
Deal toys can cost anywhere from $40 to $400 and up. Giant mergers can mean orders in the hundreds. After tough years in the financial crisis, Perry's company and others that make deal toys are happy to see merger mania back. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
In this cold light of New Year's morning, thoughts turn to being a better person, and with that, more exercise. The fastest growing demographic for gyms in America, people 55 and older. As reporter Lewis Wallace reports from WYSO in Ohio, some fitness centers are trying to tailor their programs and their vibe to the more mature crowd.
Step and back. Step and back. At FitWorks in Beaver Creek, Ohio, a few dozen seniors meet twice a week for Silver Sneakers classes, a low-key aerobic workout for people 65 and up. Catherine South, age 79, is one happy participant.
I love it. I've worked part-time, didn't know I had.
She's on the administrative staff here, and she says she has seen more and more of the silver-haired crowd over the years, but there's still a big untapped market.
But if they'd only come in and see how many seniors we actually have working out, I think they would change their mind real quickly.
Meredith Poplar is Vice President of Industry Growth at IRSA, a large trade association for health clubs.
That group has grown 500% since 1990.
She says growth in the 55-plus crowd is off the charts compared to other age groups, but some of that is just demographic, as the baby boomers age.
That's when people are retiring, so they have more time to work out. I'm so jealous of my father. He gets to work out every day.
And baby boomers were the original crowd that started the gym craze in the 80s. But now this population has different health needs, says Dan Ritchie.
I want to play with my grandchildren, or I want to hit the golf ball farther, and you know, this particular spin class isn't doing that for me.
He runs the Functional Aging Institute, a consulting firm out of Indiana, helping fitness centers become more senior friendly. He says it starts with the aesthetic.
If you picture what you would expect a BMW or a Mercedes lobby to look like.
And the vibe. He coaches clubs to lose the warehousey, macho, sculpted bodies only feel. In fact, Ritchie says he advises gyms to try to keep young men away.
We don't want them in our facility. Women in their 50s and 60s don't want to see guys in their 30s strutting their stuff.
To be fair, it surely depends on the woman. But you get the idea. In Beaver Creek, Ohio, I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.
So it's the first annual drop for the S&P 500 since 2008, but know that pales in comparison to the one at the dawn of the financial crisis. In 2015, it was down 0.7%. In 2008, 37%. It is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.